Amy, what's on tap today?
Today we are back with another monthly update about my RRP horse, Oscar. Just to recap, Oscar is a 5-year-old gelding who came off the track in November. He came through Turning for Homes aftercare program and Parks Racing.
Before we jump into the episode, let's talk about how your Make the Makeover campaign is going and what you are doing to help generate donations for it.
As a reminder, Make the Makeover is an initiative formed by the Retired Racehorse Project to help raise funds that go right back into the organization. Each RRP participant or team is encouraged to create unique ways of fundraising with a goal of $1,000. Once the $1,000 threshold is met, the participant will receive a credit of $350 back in entry fees. The top fundraisers may win some cool prizes as well. For my fundraiser, I'm offering custom-made friendship bracelets for any $10 donation and a mystery bracelet for any $5 donation. And as of this recording, I have surpassed my goal of $1,000 and I'm sitting in third place. So if you've been thinking about supporting my journey to the RRP, no donation is too small and it means the world to me to know I have such great people behind me. And by the way, if you donate anything, I tend to send you at least 3 or 4 bracelets. I can't be stopped. With that in mind, I'd like to give a special shout out to my most recent contributors, Laura Schwartz, Megan Kiesling, Andrea McNeil, Horse Dad, you know who you are, Rebecca Gershowitz, Morgan Westcott, Nicole Adams, and Kristen Hansberry. Thank you all so much for your support, and it means the world to me and Oscar.
We'll post a link to Neve's fundraiser page in the notes. Back to our recap episode. So where did we leave off at the end of March?
So March was another big month for us with our talk with Jana Wagner, the animal communicator, filling in some gaps about Oscar's personality, to our clinic with Warwick Schiller. I can see that Oscar is ready to take on whatever I throw at him.
What were your goals for April?
I was hoping to keep going with our under-saddle work, trick training, and emotional regulation work, and supporting his physical needs. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a step back.
And why was that? Tell us more about it.
So at the beginning of April, we were able to hack to and from the ring and get some decent work done. Then I started to feel like his condition was not really where I wanted it to be. He was definitely building some muscle, but I needed to reevaluate his diet and take a step back from riding. And not only that, but the saddle that we had started using was bothering him at the tree points. They're like a little bit longer than most saddles. And after having my saddle fitter look at it, we decided that unless we put 2 half pads on him, it just wasn't going to work.
Oh boy. Saddle fit is like the worst stuff of nightmares, unless you're a bajillionaire, right?
I know. And so I feel like I've just gotten lucky in the past, but yeah.
It sounds like it was a little bit of maybe back to the drawing board for you too.
Yeah, he really needs something with more cut back wither and something I can shim up in the gaps over his shoulder. He's turning out to be quite the hothouse flower. Luckily, your Antares fits him okay, and I've been able to do a little bit with that, and I've got the saddle fitter bringing out something to try soon. More on that later in the episode. Annoyingly, he's the kind of shape, at least right now, that there's not a ton of available used saddles on the market.
So he likes the French saddle.
He likes the taste of money.
So putting under saddle work on the back burner, what did you focus on instead?
If you like caring about my journey with Go Green, full episodes are available now over on Supercast.
But here's the catch. You can only listen by joining the OTTB On Tap Insiders tier, where you'll get both these episodes and our popular series OTTB On Tap Evaluates.
Head on over to ottbontap.supercast.com or hit the membership tab on our website to sign up. Don't miss out. Join Supercast today and catch the full episode of OTTB Training Diaries April Recap.
And we've been having a 25% off sale to celebrate 25,000 listens of our little podcast. And guess what? I think we'll extend it a week.